Welcome. May I introduce myself? I am your guest guide. I will accompany you through the beautiful town of Biberach and take you on a journey through its history.
Well, my dear husband, people immediately notice that this is a beautiful town. But you know, they want to hear about how the people of Biberach live and what they experience. That's what we need to tell them. The rest, they can see for themselves.
You're absolutely right. Yes, the people of Biberach not only work hard, but also know how to celebrate. Think of the Biberach Schützenfest, 10 days and 10 nights, a centuries-old tradition. Biberach an der Riss is located in the heart of Upper Swabia, between Ulm and Ravensburg. The former free imperial town has chosen the motto, Small, Strong, Upper Swabian, and follows in the tradition of its patricians, who've traveled as long-distance merchants throughout Europe between the 14th and 16th centuries. The former splendor of this time is evident in the imposing bourgeois houses around the spacious marketplace, the towering Baroque-style St. Martin's Church from the 14th century, 2 medieval town halls, 2 granaries for the secular and ecclesiastical authorities, and the remains of the town fortifications. The centerpiece, the White Tower, still watches over the town today. The money for all this splendor was earned with high-quality fustian, a fabric made of cotton and linen, which up to 400 weavers worked on diligently day after day in their dunken, the weaving cellars. The weaver's quarter has been preserved in rare completeness. Small alleys invite you to stroll. The hospital grounds draw your attention with 2 small churches and a museum which boasts an Ernst Ludwig Kirchner cabinet and Dinglinger jewels. An insider's tip is the original artist's workshops with a unique collection of antiques and paintings from the 19th century Munich School of Painting. Today, prosperity is based on modern industry. Böhringer, Ingelheim, Liebherr, Handmann, Kafo, Vollmer, and Gerster. The town grew from 4,000 inhabitants in the Middle Ages to almost 35,000 today. A wide range of public and private kindergartens, schools, high schools, as well as a nationally renowned university complement the options for education and study. Biberach has preserved the charm of a small Swabian town. Whether at the Schützenfest, the historical children's and folk festival, during the chit-chat, Saturdays and Wednesdays at one of the largest and most beautiful weekly markets in the region, or at the Christkindle Rallau, the descent of the Christ child, a unique Biberach tradition on Christmas Eve. The Alps and Lake Constance are never far away. Curious? Biberach awaits you.
We can do everything, even High German, English, French, Italian, and if necessary, speak with hand gestures. Didn't understand anything? No problem. Just come, click, and start walking. It's worth it.
2 stops on the tour are not accessible to people with disabilities. Giegelberg with the Giegelturm, number 8, and the White Tower, number 9. Alternatively, the next stop, Weberberg, is accessible from Ochsenhauser Hof. Both stations can be listened to there and at any other location. But now it's time to meet in the past. Let's dive deep into the stories and events. The tour is approximately 2.5 kilometers long and takes about 1.5 hours. Enjoy. Enjoy.